This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Boston Celtics did something really interesting this weekend. They sat it out. They sat out one of the, you know, dramatic, tumultuous weekends on the NBA slate. The start of free agency. And they sat it out, honestly. And I saw a lot of people, Celtic fans of mine, on my Twitter timeline, at John Kincaid, K-I-N-C-A-D-E, that were wringing their hands as if time was running out on the Celtics. I had to go look at the roster again and say, okay, do these people not understand where the Celtics are? Do they not understand that no team in the Eastern Conference is set up better for long-term success than the Boston Celtics? Because the Boston Celtics, they didn't have to tear down their team like the Sixers did in order to set themselves up for future success. Danny Ainge kicked some booty, setting up the Celtics for success. But this wasn't the year to jump. And everybody's saying, man, Paul George, Danny Ainge, he could have had Paul George. He had much more to offer than Oklahoma City did to try to get Paul George in there. What's Danny Ainge doing? Is he asleep? And I'm thinking to myself, Danny Ainge, crazy like a fox, so smart. The guy's so smart. Not only this, Danny Ainge looked at the dominoes falling in the Eastern Conference and said, okay, so you're telling me that Paul George is going to exit the Eastern Conference. Jimmy Butler is going to exit the Eastern Conference. I already had the best team in the regular season in the Eastern Conference last year. So what you tell me is LeBron's a year older. The Cavs may not be as good as they are. And we weren't really ready for the Cavs this year, but we might be next year. We were good enough to get by Washington. We can get by them again, potentially. That'll be a battle for us. But seriously, folks, if Washington ends up with Boston, let's say Boston becomes the two seed, and you got to get by Washington. You got to, you know, you're battling your way through that. You're battling your way through. They drop to the three seed if you were Boston even. And you got to get through a Washington and a Toronto. Boston's got to feel like they can do that. And more importantly, LeBron James probably exits Cleveland next summer. So if he's exiting Cleveland, then what you know is, oh, I got two lottery picks next year if I'm the Celtics. They could be really like dramatic impact-making picks that I can either deal for veterans, or I can draft a young impact player that's going to make my franchise better for years to come. I keep one of the draft picks. I trade one of the other ones. And then I'm ready to dominate the Eastern Conference for years. For years. Why pay for Paul George? He doesn't want to live in Boston. If someone tells you it is their dream in free agency to live in Los Angeles, that's home to them. That's the idea, the dream to them. Let me just assure you that Boston, Massachusetts ain't that. And I don't care how good the Celtics could get. Living in Boston is not living in L.A. Living in Boston is not living in New York. Living in Boston ain't living in Miami. Living in Boston, well, it's better than Cleveland. But I mean, honestly, if you're talking about NBA players and they get their choice, if an NBA player has already played their cards publicly and told you that their interest is in being in L.A., don't rent them for a year. Now, if you're the Oklahoma City Thunder, I totally get the deal. You gave up almost nothing to get them. You want to join me, you can at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. I say Danny Ainge, smart. Danny Ainge, smarter than your GM. Because he's waiting. So then a buddy of mine, Matt, does national radio for SB Nation out of Vegas. Him and I brawl all the time, but he's a good guy. And he's saying, well, Celtics fans, you know, Boston fans who are used to rings. And I'm like, wait a minute. Boston sports fans may be used to rings and championships now. They've had a fantastic run. But Celtic fans, can I have the big asterisks there, please? Celtic fans have seen one championship in 31 seasons. So please, yes, the Celtics have a storied history. But please, don't tell me, like, Celtic fans are impatient because they're used to rings. If you're 31 years old, the Celtics have won a title once in your lifetime. So let's not make it out to be that, wow, well, the Celtics, Danny Ainge is on the clock. Celtic fans, they demand championships. No, they don't. No, they don't. They're just a spoiled, rotten fan base between what's happened with the Patriots, what's happened with the Celtics, and what's happened with the Celtics once. Celtics are the equation that doesn't fit in there. Celtics are not even a sniff of the Red Sox, not even a sniff of their run. And more importantly, they're not even in the same zip code as I would say as the Patriots. So please, let's not make it out that the Celtics fans, they're demanding one championship in 31 years. Is not being used to rings. Totally different thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.